USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Democrats are trying to push through their partisan social spending bill, Republicans are attempting to adjourn for the day. As nobody knows what's in the social spending bill or its impact on inflation, Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was on Fox News early Friday morning, urging Americans to call their leaders and tell them to slow down until more can be digested of what's in the partisan bill.
And my fear is it's back to what Speaker Pelosi said in the past. You have to pass the bill to know what's in it. And that's why we need everybody to call the Democratic members, to tell them to slow this down. Let people know what's in it. Because what's in it is amnesty for 10 million illegals. You've got 87,000 new IRS agents to target you. If you make $28 a day or spend it, they're coming after you. It raises our taxes, and it really makes it America uncompetitive. China wins in this bill.
We'll let you know what happens on this Friday. We are USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
As many news outlets have called the New Jersey governor's race from Tuesday, the Republican candidate says, hold the phone. Not all votes have been counted yet in the very close election.
Republican candidate for New Jersey governor Jack Cittarelli is responding to media reports calling the election for Governor Phil Murphy.
Currently, Governor Murphy and I are separated by about 1% after 2.4 million ballots counted. There are still tens of thousands of vote-by-mail and provisional ballots yet to be counted. No one should be declaring victory or conceding the election until every legal vote is counted.
Cittarelli posting that video on Twitter Thursday, and also his campaign putting out a fundraising appeal asking for money. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A contract between the Biden administration and Emergent BioSolutions, a vaccine contractor who has struggled with production failures during the pandemic, has been canceled. The contract was worth $600 million. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Tuesday's elections in New Jersey, the number two Democrat and Senate President Steve Sweeney was defeated by Republican truck driver Ed Durr. He tells Fox News the victory was not his doing, but the people of New Jersey were voting loud and clear in the Democrat stronghold.
I believe it needed to be done. We have been ignored and the voice of the people was heard. This was clearly a repudiation on Governor Murphy when all across the state, people were elected. It wasn't just myself. And it wasn't done by me. It was done by the people. I didn't unseat him. He unseated himself by his lack of doing his job. He chose not to stand up to Governor Murphy, and the people were not going to accept that. So they decided, if you don't want to do your job, we're going to take your job away from you. Well, I can't speak on the Democratic group, but I can say that it was a clear message that when people come out and vote, their voices can be heard. And that's all I ask people to do is come out and vote. I just want to make New Jersey more affordable, make it a better place for everybody to live in, for families, because ultimately it's become one of the most exodus states in the country, and separation of your families is just ridiculous, because my kids are here, my grandkids are here, and I just want to be able to live my life and enjoy things.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.